What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Sir Randy. How are things?
What's happening, man? All good on this last day of the week, on this beautiful, sure beautiful is. Thursday.
Could be Funk Thursday, too, I guess.
Funky. It's going to be funkified, Sure. Trill, anything, happy hour, anything you want to call it. It seems like there's a whole bunch of folks already out.
Yeah.
I mean, red deck on a Thursday?
Yeah, that never happens.
Yeah, that never happens. I'm all down in the blue.
It was quiet on the streets this morning.
Yeah, man, red deck.
Good. Hopefully that's true this afternoon, too, for people getting out of town.
Yeah, man. But if y'all make sure y'all be safe and everything on those roadways. Pack your patience at the airport.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, other than that, Peachtree's going to be here tomorrow. I just talked to Abe. He's running 6 a.m. tomorrow. So if you're out there getting ready for that, make sure you're high. Great. We don't want nobody laying down in front of Colony Square.
No.
Because they ask.
This is about where it happens, too. This is about 5 miles in.
Yeah, man.
You make it to Colony Square feeling good. You're running good.
You're all right.
Yeah.
But you got to get up that hill. What's it called? Cardiac Hill?
Well, you made it over Cardiac Hill by the time you got here.
You're right.
Now you're basically just making it to 10th, making that left turn. There is a little sneaky incline.
Right.
Because you think you're home free when you make that turn. You still have, like, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile
right,
or something.
Right.
But you're good. You make it here feeling good. You're probably safe.
All right.
Really, for me, the check-in point was always the bridge from Buckhead to Midtown. Like, if you make it across that bridge and you don't want to throw up, you're probably good.
Yeah.
Most years I made it to the bridge and had already thrown up.
Yeah. But you are, like, out the way throw up guy. You don't throw up right where you're running, right?
No, I just or I'll try to find if there's, like, a little garbage can. You can usually.
But you're throwing up and running. Other people can step in it.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, they'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, or I try to get to the side. There's a bush.
Oh.
Something like that.
Wow.
It's, you know, you're moving.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna notice. It's mostly just water anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay, just making sure. I didn't know if you. Were.
I've never peed or taken a dump on myself during a race, as many people have.
It's really?
Very common. Yeah, common amongst marathon.
Oh yeah, I know
people,
the pee
marathon
part.
People.
The
I wouldn't
part
think
problem.
Probably not in the Peachtree.
Right.
Probably that wouldn't be too common. Plus, also, there's a lot of outhouses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you need to do that.
Okay. Cool, man.
But yeah, no, I'll puke and run same time.
puke and rally. You can rally, baby.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I'm just going for it now. But back in the day, that was a norm. Like,
yeah, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back, guys. Just hold my drink real quick.
Give me a minute.
I'll be right back.
Hey, maybe the Braves puked and rallied.
Hey, man.
They certainly puked in game one of the series against the Angels. That was fun last night, though. Good to see Jurickson and Profar back out there. The most my bad home run of all time. Sorry, guys. Sorry I left you for 80 games.
He's a good player,
with that
man.
In left field. I'm back now, and hopefully I play like this for the rest of the season.
Yeah, more. He has more home runs than Profar. I'm not Profar, but Jurickson.
He is Jurickson. Verdugo.
I mean, Verdugo.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
Verdugo.
Yeah. Verdugo played 80 games and had zero home runs.
Zero home runs.
I don't even know if he hit it to the warning track. Like, that was crazy. I don't know what happened to Alex Verdugo. He was a really nice player not that long ago, and Well, it's not our problem anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he did. He out-homered Alex Verdugo in one game.
Yes.
Well, he played four before, but in his first game back. So yes. We'll take it.
Yeah, man.
That's a good way to re-ingratiate yourself into the lineup for sure.
But, yeah, well, I mean, like you said, fun game yesterday. Obviously, you know, getting the win. Young boy goes out there, and he was okay.
He was as good as you
okay.
could hope.
He was okay. But I think the biggest thing was that when these guys are pitching, you need your offense to play well. You need your offense to score runs and all those different things. And they were able to do that yesterday. And I thought that's always the key when you don't have your big guys. And we don't have our big guy for a while. And you still go, oh, God, I'll get that in a minute. You still got Spencer Strider.
That's the one. It's the one you
and
got.
You got Grant Holmes.
Yep. And he's been very good.
And he's been good. But now you're just stuck with guys that are like this. Yeah. Like yesterday.
Yeah. It was already a really bad situation.
I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday. Yeah. We got the Spencers, yep. We got Grant Holmes, and then we got other guys. Mm-hmm. And then you might get a Bryce Elder good start out of three.
But correct me if I'm wrong on this one, and obviously Bo can help remember too. But now that Schwellenbach will go to the IL, Holmes started the season as a relief pitcher. He started the season in the bullpen. Was Elder in the rotation? Was Elder in the starting five when the season started? No, right? He was in the minor leagues.
Holmes was.
Holmes was?
Yeah. Holmes was the starter. Yeah.
Okay, but he just made a relief.
Last year, he started.
His first appearance this year was a relief appearance, but I think it was a weird thing. Like, they were getting blown out or something, okay. And they put him in. Remember that? Like, the first series?
Padres? Oh, yeah, I think
why'd
it was.
Why'd they put him in? Why'd they put him in? Okay, so he was in the – okay,
yes,
so,
yes.
So he's the only guy that started the year in the rotation and hasn't missed time yet because of injury.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And to get the news of Schwelle yesterday, fractured elbow, like, what the hell happened?
I don't know.
Fractured elbow, would he fall? Fractured elbow pitching?
He said he felt it after the start. So, I guess.
Boy, I tell you.
I don't understand how that – I mean, again, I know you're doing a lot of torque and all that kind of stuff, but, like, I don't know. I never heard of that before.
I'd never heard of it before, man. And it's just unfortunate that you lose another starting pitcher and another good young starting pitcher. I mean, you already lost AJ Smashover. Yep. Now you lose this young guy. I mean, it's just after one bad thing after another with this rotation. And then you still got this damn bullpen. So that's why you got to have these guys who get paid to hit home runs or, hell, paid to hit the ball. They got to go. You got to go. You got to go, man, because it's going to be a lot. of guys that we don't want to see pitch.
Yeah, like you already were going to see Fuentes or Waldrip or whoever it was every 5 days.
Yes.
Now it's going to be every 4 and 5 days. Because neither one of them, I mean, who knows? They put him on the 15-day, but they said he's going to be out for like a month.
Yes.
And that's, who knows at that? I mean, it's a fractured bone.
Yes.
Same thing with Sale. Like, he's got fractured ribs. It's everybody heals different and then pain tolerance and all that kind of stuff. Plus also rehab and how does it even feel when you get back? So I don't know, man. Like, we talked about it yesterday. Like, maybe it's just kind of one of those years. And then that happened. It was like, it is definitely just one of those years.
Yes, it is. There's no way around it. It is just one of those damn years where, you know, you get a little – look giddy about something, and you get kicked in the backside.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, and you know, we hate to use that phrase, what is it, can't get any worse or anything like that?
It always can.
Anytime, and it's always to the dudes that you don't need it to happen to.
Yeah.
Starting pitchers.
Yeah, man.
You know, you're like, all right, at least we got damn.
I know, because the offense has been consistently bad for the whole year.
Yes.
But like a month ago, you were like, all right, Acuna's back. He's batting .370. You got Sale, Strider, and Schwellenbach. You know, you like Holmes too, but like you can get by on that.
Right.
And then Sale's like, nah, ribs are broken. It's like, all right, dang. Okay, this is really frustrating. At least Profar is coming back. And Schwellenbach's like, nah,
hold my beer.
Elbow's fractured. Actually, I need you to hold my beer because I can't, because my elbow hurts too bad.
Yeah, man.
Because it's fractured.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ah, well, Ronald Acuña made the All-Star team.
Starter,
there
we baby.
Go, baby.
We love it.
Yeah. I mean, what else you got?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Well, the only other thing, and, you know, I don't put any validity to any of this, but the only other thing that's happening now is because of all of this nonsense surrounding the Braves is this, baseball national media chatter about the Braves should trade Ronald Acuña. What? And it's like, no, I don't think so.
Hold on. Hold on. Say what now?
Yeah, I've seen it. Like, it's they're doing topics on it on MLB Network.
They should trade Ronald Acuña?
Yeah. Why? I don't know if maybe it's like they're like, oh, this is what they do in football and basketball, where they try to come up with the dumbest, hottest take.
Oh, okay.
And so MLB Network's like, well, the All-Star game's in Atlanta. We probably need to mention the Braves. We can't just talk about how everybody's injured all the time. I got it. But then there was people like, you know, like guys that work for the network, reporters and former players legitimately being like, yeah, they should do that.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you, why, for what?
Well, a lot.
I mean, have you seen the return on any of these hypotheticals?
No, I mean, no, everyone's just like 10 prospects and 2 major league ready guys. And it's like, well, okay. It's not real.
Why the hell?
Can we get like some team's whole AAA team?
I don't even want that
stadium and everything.
You got to give me and an all-star.
Like, well, you know, I mean,
there is no package that I would do that for.
But I mean, okay, there isn't. Okay, now, okay. So I'm assuming, because I didn't see this. I'm assuming that because people like, whatever happened, people are throwing. Well, Luca got traded. I can assume that probably was brought into the conversation. Well,
but that would be like if you traded Luca and Luca somehow also had like a mid-level exception contract.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes,
because part of the reason Luca got traded was the money.
Right.
Ronald Acuña has like the best possible contract for a guy as talented as
he
is
does.
In all of sports, probably.
Yeah, but there's no way in hell I'm trading one of the best players. But you don't get better by trading people.
No.
By trading guys like him.
There aren't guys like
him. Yeah.
There aren't guys like him. Like,
that is just unbelievable.
Sometimes there's arguments for teams trading like talented older players at the deadline to try to get back younger talent for the future. Like,
well,
that happens.
Never mind. Because I would say if you're struggling, well, they are struggling.
Yeah, and I think that if Sale was healthy and if Ozuna was hitting, I think there would probably be conversations about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Sale's on the IL for however knows how long,
right.
So it's going to be hard to do that. And Ozuna is batting 190 for the last month and a half, so it's going to be hard to do that. If those guys were playing well, the team probably wouldn't be struggling
as
much.
Exactly.
But if the team was struggling the way they are and those guys were playing the way that they had been,
why would I trade Chris Sale?
Gets things, I don't know, 37 or something. I don't know.
Huh?
He's old.
And still good.
Yeah, no, he's true.
Still really good. Oh, man.
Because they're bad.
I just hate that. I hate trading. Now, I understand because this has been an outstanding run that this core has had.
Mm-hmm.
Seven great years, mm-hmm. got a World Series in those 7. Is it time to reset and move on? If it is, I'm resetting and moving on with 13.
You could name any other player in the organization, and I could come up with an argument. There's no argument for that.
No.
There just isn't.
No.
There just isn't an argument for it. And I would imagine that if Alex Anthopoulos was asked about this, which maybe he will be because it seems like there's enough chatter about it, he'll just laugh and be like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
That would be one of those things that would be enough to stop rooting for a team.
Yes.
Like, you trade a guy at this age. I know he's been hurt, but when he's healthy, obviously he's what he is.
We would look like Dallas fans, like Mavericks fans.
Yeah.
Yes, we would like Mavericks fans.
For huh? For what?
For what?
You got what back?
Some dude in Venice, some dude from Venezuela?
Yeah, again, I mean.
That's 14?
Yeah. How old? Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, I rooted for a team that traded Ken Griffey Jr.
You did.
So it happens, but this isn't happening.
That seems like.
He asked for it.
Oh, okay.
He has to be traded.
Okay.
He has to be traded. They also, you know, they let Alex Rodriguez walk, traded Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a bad franchise. I don't think the Braves are bad.
Is the ownership still on the same ownership?
No, that ownership was.
Okay.
But this, no. They're owned by a new, somehow even cheaper guy now. Somehow a worse owner than the owner that they had before. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here on a Thursday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
1-0 pitch. Matt Olson to right field. Back it goes. At the wall. A grand slam. And a reservation for four at the Chap House.
At the Chap House. Matt Olson so locked in. 97 with a little bit of cut to it. Up and in. But he is seeing the baseball so well. Gets the barrel to it and gets it out of here.
That was a fun inning.
Yes.
That was a... really needed. Been a while since we've seen the Braves have an inning like that. I think they said on the broadcast, last time they had a 7-run inning was opening day last year.
Damn.
So, been a minute.
Damn.
Feels like longer than that, given the way the offense has played this year. But yeah, really nice to see them break out like that in the sixth, capped off by the Olson Grand Slam. Also, cool to see Murphy kind of keep his power rolling a little bit.
Yes.
Obviously, Acuna gets on base before that at bat with a walk in order to load the bases up. And, man, I don't know. It's one game, but
yes.
It's amazing how much better you feel when the offense does stuff like that and they actually get a win.
Well, I mean, we talked about it when the show started. With who your pitchers are, you're going to have these.
Yeah.
You're going to have them, man. And there's nothing about this offense lets me know or makes me believe that this is going to happen on a regular basis. But it has to. They've got to get it going, man. And like I said, it was good to see Sean Murphy. Obviously, Matt Olson continues to be playing really, really well. It was good to see Profar back. I mean, you were talking before the show. He's a damn good player.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you're like, compared to what they had – no, he's a damn good player.
He's a good player, period.
Yes.
Compared to what they had, yes. He looks like Willie Mays.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
And this is not exaggeration.
No.
From a statistical standpoint, the Braves got the least production in baseball from left field this year.
Yeah.
Like, the worst at everything on offense across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, nice to get a guy back who's not those guys.
Yes.
And also is good, and hopefully he can continue that. I mean, think about this.
The spark, baby.
You got just... call it left field. I know it was Profar, but just call it left field for the purposes of the conversation. Between left field, Albies, Murphy, and Harris last night, you got 7 hits.
Oh.
That's definitely the first time this year that's happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously Albies and Murphy and Harris haven't been doing great. I will say, and I don't know, I'll get over my skis on it. I don't care.
Yes.
I love Michael Harris.
I do too.
He looks
better.
A little bit different.
Yes.
After
a little
down.
Better.
His approach looks a little bit different. He's a little bit more – now he did jump on a first pitch, but he hit it, and it was a single in his final at-bat. But he just – I don't know. He just looks a little bit more like Michael Harris.
Well, yeah.
And I know it's been 2 days.
And I think that, you know what, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take those 2 days of back-to-back games with hits. Why not? I mean, considering what has been before that and just looking lost at the plate, for him to be able to have contact on the ball, I'll take that any damn day, dog. And when you look at, you know, the way – You need him to come along because it's been – I mean, the offense has been just bad all season. But it's been those two guys that mostly everybody's pointing out. It's been Michael Harris and Ozzie, who people have specifically pointed out this is the reason why. Now, it's more than them two, but they're a big part
of why. They're the worst.
They're the worst of that.
Yeah.
And so they have been, you know, singled out and all those different things. So for them to get it going, I mean, I mean, what do we talk about, Andy? We're gonna take the good with the bad, and when it's good, we're gonna celebrate the good, and we're gonna get over our we're gonna get freaky with it. But yeah, celebrate it because tomorrow it could be just like in the old times, losing 1-0 on a leadoff home run, leadoff home run by the Angels. I'm sorry,
they play the Angels tonight.
It could be a leadoff home run, start the game, and the Braves lose 1-0.
Good,
yeah.
That'd be a pretty good start for Elder.
Yeah, wouldn't it? What did we say yesterday, Bo?
That's pretty good
one out of three.
Bryce Elder.
Can we get you 1 out of 3? Can we get 1 out of 3 Bryce Elder starts?
We'll take it.
Yeah, 1 out of 3.
We'll take it.
I would like more.
This would have to be the one because last time out, he gave up 40 runs.
Yes.
Wasn't that the same case two times ago?
So this is his one.
Right. He started Friday night against the Phillies, right? And they scored like 11 runs in the first three innings.
So this is his one right here. This will be the one.
It's the one.
All right. Dog, what are we doing?
And also, he's the second best starter right
now. Yeah, man. What are we doing?
No, he's not. He's third.
Goodness gracious, what are we doing?
Yeah, they're hurt. What are you going to do, man? That's the Schwellenbach news from yesterday, if you haven't heard.
Yeah.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news once again. Spencer Schwellenbach has an elbow fracture. I don't know how. He did it pitching, I suppose. And he's on the 15-day IL.
Dude, I had no clue what you were talking about when you texted the group last night. I was like, what? Did you mean to send that to somebody else? And then I checked. I was like, because they had that long ass sentence, that long ass paragraph, and it was some good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it was something.
I know they buried it in the bottom of that thing, didn't they?
They buried it in the bottom of it.
They put it in the Profar press release.
Yeah. They put it in the Profar, like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, I know he's coming back. So why else do I need to read?
Right.
And so I just continue to go down and said, hold on, what?
Yeah, that was weird.
What?
I don't know, like, because it's not like.
Y'all can have a separate one?
Did they need to save ink or something? Like, yeah, I think Spencer Schwellenbach having a fractured elbow probably warrants its own press.
Yes. And that was the thing. I was like, there's no way that. There's no.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, that's basically what it seemed like. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Schwellenbach's going to be out for probably a month because he fractured his elbow.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? I mean, That's promo for stuff like if you need like some medicine or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
don't use it. Pregnant nursing.
Yeah, pregnant.
Come in contact with dogs.
Yeah, or
born regularly.
Born in the '80s.
Yes.
Are literate.
Yes.
Or
that might
work in the service
all those,
right with
all those damn side effects after the good stuff. It cures all this, but I was like, hold on, man, y'all just gonna bury that down there. But yeah, Swelly's gonna be out for a long time. We already know Chris Sale's gonna be out for a long time. And, you know, we're going to see more of the young boy from yesterday. I just sit there watching yesterday like, come on, youngin. And he's going to continue to be.
He's up now.
He's going back.
He earned it.
Oh, yeah. Did he?
I do feel like, though, watching him a little bit, kind of like watching A.J. Smith-Shawver a couple years ago, where it's like, you can see it. Like, he's talented as hell. He has no business being in the big leagues right now.
No.
Like, he should be in AAA, maybe even AA, as young as he is. But you can see the talent.
Yes.
Like, all right, cool. Hopefully it doesn't screw him up.
But it was funny, Andy. I'm sitting there watching it, and you had a better view the night before. But, you know, me sitting there watching from the TV, and I'm just like, he is just telegraphing the pitch. Like, these are big. These are big league hitters, youngin. But he'll get better. You know, he's got to grow into it. But that's the only thing I thought about when I was watching him. It's like, damn, dog, they just going to get your ass, huh? You just don't have no kind of savvy, and obviously, because he's still a baby. But, yeah, that's going to be a rolling adventure.
He's the fourth starter now. We'll probably see Hurston Waldrop next week.
Hurston!
May see him this weekend. Grant Holmes is slated to start Sunday by using math. That leaves Saturday just a blank.
That's right. Schwellenbach's out. All right, well.
Come on up, man.
Jackson Stevens or Hurston Waldrop or both. Maybe an opener.
There's room for
Jesse. What's Jesse doing? Jesse's down there closing games for the Stripers. Maybe bring him in as an opener.
Just
something.
A bunch of good options.
Yeah. Is Jesse going to be back?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Jesse will be back at some point.
To save the day.
He already made his pre-All-Star break return. He'll make his post-All-Star break return as well. Ronald Acuna is going to start in the All-Star game.
Woo!
That's awesome.
I love it.
Thank God for him. Like, what a... What a just a blank show of a year.
Yeah, he's one of the best in ball. And yes. Remember in the break, I was asking you a question about, like, everybody talks about Otani and Judge and guys like that. Do they talk, like, on other stations or other places around the country outside of Atlanta, talk about Ronald Acuña like that?
I think probably a little different just because he's been hurt so much the last handful of years. But
Or do they view him as one of those type players?
I think so. Okay. I think so. I don't know. Be honest with you. When you asked me that, I was like, I remember the last time I listened to sports radio in another city.
Me neither. Me neither.
I don't know. Also, most sports radio stations don't talk a lot of baseball. But like when they do, they probably do talk about it like that.
All right.
Probably. I mean, he is one of those guys.
Yeah, he's a dude. He's a dude. So,
but like how often do we talk about those guys you just mentioned?
Unless they do something.
Never.
Unless they do something.
Like almost
unless,
like,
unless they do something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sometimes Bo will make us. If something happens, we'll talk about it. But I saw Giancarlo Stanton hit his first home run of the year last
year. Yeah, he's been hurt, isn't he?
He's always hurt.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He's happened to be back. And then Judge hit a couple more also.
Yeah,
he's got like 34.
Yeah, and I think Ohtani has 30 or something. Like that.
Yeah, and Cal Raleigh's
big
got
dumper, baby.
Big dumper's got a bunch of them. Yeah, man, it's fun. Other teams are having a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, not us,
not us. But others, it's like, oh, other teams in baseball are having a great time.
Yeah.
Summer's right around the corner. They're fired up. I guess summer's here, but you know what I mean. What are we doing? Mike Brown's the new head coach of the Knicks. We found that out during the show yesterday. We'll get more into some NBA stuff at like 12:20. Just maybe guys beyond the Hawks and Rockets you think had good off seasons thus far. He's a good coach.
He's a good coach.
It's just a weird process.
He's qualified to be this coach. You know, he is a damn fine two-time coach of the year.
It's just a shame the way that it went because now people kind of drag Mike Brown's name through the mud because of how
he does not deserve that.
No, he's a really good coach.
He's a really good basketball coach. Now, he's in a position where...
Is he better than the coach they fired the day after they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals?
But the thing
finals?
About it is, like, in the expectations, because everything we talked about as far as who's hurt and who's not, like the Knicks, standing pat pretty much, should be one of the favorites.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they should be one of the favorites.
Totally. Yeah, there's some kind of weird lingering NBA stuff to get to at 12:20 just with, like, I don't know, like LeBron kind of making a little drama in Los Angeles. Maybe the Hawks still having an opportunity to go out and get another veteran with that trade exception. There's some other stuff to get to. We'll get there in about an hour. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us next, though, a day early because we don't have a show tomorrow. So we'll talk to Joe next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final show of the week for us. Hopefully you're already on vacation, honestly. You're just driving around listening to us. If not, man. Hopefully you get the day off tomorrow as well, a three-day weekend to celebrate Independence Day. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes to kick off the noon hour, in which we will see what's going on in the NFL. Not much.
Not much.
Right now, we're going to talk to our Falcons beat reporter about what's going on with the Falcons, which is...
Not much.
Not much. So let's get Joe in here.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Smokin' Joe joins us on Fridays, usually, to talk Falcons, and I mean, I think... You know, easy to look at it positively and say, well, it's good that there's no Falcons news, because the only teams that are really in the news right now are teams kind of making random trades or guys getting in trouble or players that are holding out. So it's good news that there's no news, right, Joe?
I will say, though, it is that we have hit that point in the offseason, at least for me, where I am literally just kind of staring at the ceiling, twiddling my thumbs, like going half crazy, waiting for things to start, because that's exciting. So I need some ideas as to how to actually handle myself, like what to do with my hands basically during this time. But yeah, you're totally right. I mean, like, you don't want to be in the news basically at this point, whether it's making some drastic trade. I think, like, even like, I don't know if you're even comfortable if you're a Steelers or Dolphins fan, even though you are in the news for these big player swaps and everything. I don't know what that signals about the state of the organization when you're making those big moves at this point, especially at this point of the offseason. And then, yeah, of course, the whole thing with, like, players getting in trouble because this is time kind of quote-unquote off for them. But I think a lot of these guys are kind of getting themselves prepared, attending, you know, tight end university, getting their degrees, those types of things. So, you
who
know.
Who was the valedictorian? Who was the keynote speaker? Like, who are the ones that did the best?
Well, I guess it depends on what you think earns you the valedictorian honor at tight end university. I think it's probably the one who has, like, the most viral moment with Taylor Swift nowadays. Oh. So maybe George Kittle wins the valedictorian of tight end university. So, yeah, kind of I was joking around that, you know, the Dolphins signed Darren Waller and he doesn't even have his degree from tight end university. So it just goes to show that the value of that diploma.
I was thinking about stuff to ask you, Joe, because there ain't nothing to talk about with the Falcons. But I wanted to get your thought process if you wanted to rank the teams in the South, because we would think that the Bucs are number one because of the fact that they're the division champion, all those different things. But I don't think how far is Atlanta behind them to you? Because I don't think that Carolina's there. I definitely don't think New Orleans is there. But how close do you think they are to them?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be with you and putting Tampa Bay number one just because they have earned it. They're the quote-unquote team to beat. And, you know, we're humble here. But I don't think the Falcons are very far behind them at all. In fact, if you look at these teams head-to-head, the Falcons have won three of the last four that they've played. And the one the Falcons lost, they had a lead. They took a lead with about 2 minutes left, and then they gave up a game-winning drive with Baker Mayfield converting on fourth down at home 2 years ago in a game that really crushed their playoff hopes, by the way. But, you know, when they've played, and honestly, you know, they had also the close game where the Falcons came back from behind. Maybe you could argue the Falcons maybe shouldn't have won that one, but the Falcons have really been dominant in Tampa Bay the last 2 years. So, you know, I think the Falcons are absolutely – right there. And I think obviously with the Falcons, with, you know, kind of a new quarterback with Michael Penix, there are some question marks there. But ultimately, I think just talent wise, those two teams are kind of head and shoulders above the others. I seem to be, just like when I look around on Twitter and stuff, I seem to be more optimistic, frankly, about the Panthers' chances. Now, I think there's a lot of Falcons fans that are annoyed at Panthers fans right now because they are kind of getting a little bit high and mighty based off of the way that Bryce Young finished last season. But I think the way that he finished last season should give Panthers fans a lot of optimism heading into this year. I think there's a question mark about the kind of consistency that he's going to have. But I think they're going to be a team that ultimately is kind of like a Falcons team that we've seen in previous years, which could potentially knock off, you know, some teams and have some upsets, but ultimately probably isn't going to have that consistency that leads them to being a true playoff contender. But I could see them kind of being around the 7-10 mark. That's kind of how I would position them. And the Saints, I think, are going to be probably one of the worst teams in the NFL. Sorry, Bo, I know we've talked about this behind the glass before when I've been in, but I think if I'm a Saints fan, I kind of want to be the worst team in the NFL, to be perfectly honest, so that you can get yourself positioned to have that next quarterback and get your franchise guy back in place.
They just drafted a quarterback in the second round.
Yeah, I suppose they did. I suppose they did.
Bo doesn't like that, but Bo thinks that's loser talk. He's making all kinds of gestures on the other side of the glass.
I respect Bo in that he doesn't want to just, you know, take it lying down. So okay. I'm with him on that.
Drake London was number 97 on the top 100 in the NFL list. Kind of love that, but wouldn't be surprised if he's higher next year. Who do you think has the opportunity to make the biggest jump from wherever they're ranked this year or even not ranked to being ranked higher on next year's list?
You're talking about for the Falcons?
That's right.
Or, okay, I'm sorry. You're talking about, like, what they could potentially do this season going into next year? It might be Drake, honestly. Like, I think that 97 for him is kind of, like, that's a nice entry into this prestigious list. But frankly, with the numbers that he put up last year, you could make the argument he should be a lot higher than 97. And I think, honestly, if he is able to basically reproduce what he did and be, you know, top five in the NFL in yards, then I think that that's really going to solidify him as, like, someone that the national media thinks about as, like, one of these top guys. And especially if he has that kind of season that ultimately leads the Falcons to the playoffs. And we know the Falcons team is going to be on national TV a bunch. So honestly, I think for Falcons players in general, there's a great opportunity this year to kind of really like vault your star power. And, you know, Bijan Robinson's also going to be one of those guys. I'm sure he's going to be on this top 100 list. But I think especially, like, the skill players who are going to be in the spotlight for this team have a great opportunity to really advance themselves. And I got to say, guys, by the way, I've got another episode of the podcast that I do for 92.9 Joe Patrick on Football coming out today. And we talk about this and Drake. And I think that there's, you know, we talk so much about the yards, the stats that he put up and what he could potentially do this year. But there's something that he brings to this team that is just, like, different from a lot of players. And that's just, like, this, like, dog mentality that he's got. And it was something that even Arthur Smith pointed out to us kind of off the record privately when we were chatting with him during training camp in my first year covering the team, but just kind of saying to us, like, this guy is different. And at that point he was a rookie, so he's still trying to kind of find his footing, but now it feels like he's been in the league a few years. He's really making an impact. And when you hear the teammates talk about him, like in that NFL 100 video, you heard Bijan Robinson talking about him. You heard Chris Lindstrom talking about him. That's the thing they talk about first more than anything, is just the kind of attitude that he has at that position, which I think is something that we're kind of seeing fade from the position. You don't see a lot of guys who are those big physical receivers now who are able to pick up a lot of those kind of dirty yards through the middle where he's just kind of carrying tacklers. And I think he really enjoys doing that kind of thing.
I mean, Joe, he's played three games, but he got a street named after him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about this the other day, and like how, like, you got to be great to have a street named after you after three games, because if you're not, do they take the street back?
Right. Yeah, you go down to the municipal offices if he has a bad year, and, you know, you do a little paperwork, and it says a lot about just, like, what he means to his community. Obviously, we're talking about Michael Penix here. He comes from a little a small town called Dade City, Florida. I've been do you guys ever, like, use Google Maps to just, like, go walk around virtually on the ground in various places? But anyway, I guess I might be weird, but no. I've done that in Dade City because I want to kind of understand a little bit more.
I've never done that. I have looked on a map to see where things are. Like, oh, I've never heard of that. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
you don't walk the streets?
No, I've never walked the streets. there is a thing called...
Yeah, I visit the little pharmacy in Dade City. No, huh. I'm kidding. But,
there's a thing called GeoGuessr, Joe. There's a game called GeoGuessr where it just plops you down in the world somewhere, and you have to like base your guess off of the stuff that you see. That's a fun one.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Okay, you know GeoGuessr.
I'm very familiar with that.
This is where we're at, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
exactly.
This is where we're at. We're talking about GeoGuessr,
right? I can just say that. It's that time of the offseason.
Yeah, go on about Michael Penix.
I'm walking around Dane City, Florida.
Tell us
Google Maps.
Tell us more.
But no, he's like, I mean, it's a tiny little town. Which, you know, I've worked as like a community newspaper reporter in a small little town like that. Actually, Randy might know it. Jackson, Georgia is where I work.
Yes, I know exactly what it is.
They would play like Mary Persons and Peach County and like kind of be involved with those high school teams. And, you know, nothing but respect for guys that come out of those little areas. And in fact, you know, to kind of shout out Jackson, they've put out, you know, some players who have, you know, made some noise, or at least at UGA and a little bit in the league. So it's always special for those towns when you have a player who's able to make an impact. And I'm glad that Michael Penix is, you know, able to kind of be that kind of beacon of light for that community there.
What are you expecting? Because I think it's next Friday, right? Quarterback season 2 comes out, or is it next Wednesday? Anyway, it's next week.
It's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday when that comes out. We've seen the trailer for it. Look, obviously we know Kirk Cousins is one of the featured quarterbacks in the show. What are you expecting to learn, if anything? And then what are you expecting the reaction to be?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the most interesting part of that for me as a reporter, but I think a lot of Falcons fans are going to be keyed into, is like what happened during this period of time where there was this sudden downturn with Kirk Cousins, and specifically, how did his injury that he revealed during Super Bowl week play into that? And, you know, I don't think we're going to learn a lot about like what the team potentially knew about it, but I think that we might see, you know, from Kirk's side of it, like what his thought process was during that time. And, you know, if he was, you know, like getting treatment off on the side, you know, I just think we're going to learn some more color into the story that was happening at that point in time. And also, I think it will be interesting to kind of get inside the mind, you know, as this documentary kind of does with these players, get inside the mind of a player like Kirk Cousins, who's going through this really, you know, rough streak, probably the worst stretch of football he's played in many years, and, you know, just get better insight into like how he was feeling during that time, the pressures that were upon him. And it's kind of unfortunate for the Falcons, because this is now the second year we've had this documentary, the second time we've had the Falcons quarterback on there. And in both times, we're going to see a Falcons quarterback lose his job during the course of this documentary. And, you know, last time with Marcus Mariota, he kind of just disappeared from the team because he was basically off the team. So it'll also be interesting to see what, you know, kind of the fallout is for Kirk Cousins after he does lose the job. And then obviously we see the 3 games with Michael Penix. So it should be really interesting. I'm looking forward to watching it, and then we'll kind of be reacting to it on the podcast.
Like, do we almost hope that like Penix gets to be on the show in a couple of years just to like redeem the name and have a good Falcons quarterback appearance?
I don't want no more Falcons quarterback.
Or is it too toxic?
No,
it's like, no, to hell.
I don't want no more.
Don't have him on there. It's too dangerous.
He might just be cursed completely. Yeah,
he'll lose
his
job if he's on the show. Hey, tell people how they can find your podcast.
Yeah, and if you want to watch on YouTube, it's on 92.9 The Game's YouTube channel. So
just
go to the YouTube channel. You'll see episodes of it there. Yeah, oh yeah. And then anywhere you get podcasts, just search Joe Patrick on football. It should pop up for you. And if not, you know, you can, I guess, DM me, and we'll figure it out together.
There you go. We appreciate it, Joe. Thank you. Have a good 4th.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, you guys too.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons insider.
I forgot it came out.
Podcaster. Yeah, it comes out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank
God it's on Netflix. We don't got to wait week to week. We just watch it.
Right, you just watch it.
Yeah, just watch it. And come in here mad. Come in here just mad.
I do wonder, like, will they show enough detail? They have the footage of it.
Yeah.
But will they put enough of it in the thing to make it really, like, because, I don't know.
They did Marcus's?
People, well, he was gone, though.
But he was gone, but at the same time, they put his in, so.
He did. I just wonder, because he's still a part of the team, because, you know, like, the teams have final say.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really a documentary. It's more of a public relations arm for the league.
Well, kind of. Now, this is Kirk's decision to do this.
Sure.
Yeah, so maybe Kurt has the final say. And we know how Kurt likes to yap.
It's true.
And he likes to because he's played victim the whole time.
Oh yeah. And they have footage of Kirk doing and saying stuff last season.
What
we would love to see.
What would not be more victim-y than this?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I also wonder, though, just if the Falcons are like, he might be our backup.
Listen here, bruh.
We don't really want all that stuff out there.
Right.
We have to have this guy around. Yeah. If we put it all out there, it's going to cause a fire.
What if he puts something out there and just talking bad? Like
the uncut version?
The uncut version.
Kurt puts out his own
I don't like his do-rag. You know, so I'm like, I know he wouldn't say that. I know Kurt would never do that. Oh.
He's going to be respectful of his teammates.
But whether you want to have fun with everything, Kurt is a really good teammate. He's not going to do anything like that.
No,
he's not going to throw his teammates under the bus.
There is
like that.
Definitely footage of various moments of the season last year that we would love to see.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll see all of them.
Like when he got hurt?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Like what was going on there? Because they follow him not just at the facility.
Yeah. Maybe at the house.
Talking to his own trainers, whatever. I don't know.
I can't let you up at my house, though.
Yeah, I don't want you to follow me anywhere.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be documented.
That's funny, though.
Not my house, my job, anywhere. Leave me alone. You get 3 hours. That's all you get. And a podcast. Occasionally. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle. We've got Greg Cosell, one of our favorite guys, saying some stuff about Kyle Pitts. You're probably not. Well, you might like it if you like getting mad, but... We'll play it for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.